Less than 1% of Americans are currently in the military, so it's no surprise that many think the Department of Veterans Affairs will automatically take care of disabled veterans. But it can be a long and sometimes difficult process. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien visits a refuge of last resort that's been helping veterans with complex claims since 2014.
My claim's been going on since 2005 or 6. They turned me down in 2009.
I have a claim from 2003 that's still not found yet. Nobody knows where it's at. I actually gave up on it a long time ago. I was so frustrated with the system.
James Clark and Gustavo Nunez are just two of the veterans who have knocked on the door at the Stetson College of Law Veterans Advocacy Clinic. The clinic's director, Stacey Ray Simcox, is a veteran and law professor. She says most people are shocked that veterans need help with their disability benefits.
Because a lot of people, and sometimes veterans too, think, well, the government's going to take care of it. And it's not that they don't have good people there who are trying, it's just that they're overwhelmed.
Simcox says civilians are even more shocked when they learn about the process.
That a veteran can't hire an attorney for pay until after the VA's made a decision on their claim and the veteran has appealed on his own or her own.
But that's a law that dates back to the Civil War.
There were a lot of congressional hearings after the Civil War about how some lawyers weren't ethical, right, and were scamming veterans. And since then, there's been a strict policy about when attorneys are allowed to help veterans in the process for pay.
A lot of veterans with routine claims get help from organizations like the American Legion or Disabled Veterans of America. But complex claims and appeals require legal expertise and sometimes more evidence. That's where the Veterans Advocacy Clinic and Stetson Law students step in.
You have these students who are really hungry for experience. They really want to learn how to be a lawyer. Everybody wins, and then the VA wins.
Third-year Stetson Law student Patrick Iampoli has worked on veterans' cases, poring over thousands of documents that are older than his 24 years.
Every single one. I was born in 91. I had a case that was in the 80s while someone was on the reserves, and then two cases from the Vietnam era.
And Iampoli got to argue his cases before a veterans law judge who came down from Washington, D.C. to hear the appeals.
It's about giving them what they deserve, just as much as they gave for their country, just to receive something in return. And that humbled me. That made me even want to fight harder for them.
One of the veterans the clinic has fought for is James Clark. He spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and served in Vietnam. He has battled for his disability benefits on his own for years. Clark's clear blue eyes cloud up a bit when he describes having his medical claims finally heard with Stetson Law students and attorneys by his side.
I wasn't prepared. Four of them showed up. They had to bring in extra chairs, and I said to the judge, "Are you feeling a little overwhelmed?" And she said no. She was really a sweetheart about it.
A cancer survivor with serious health problems, Clark felt vindicated after his day in court.
They admitted that I was in Vietnam. They admitted I was in the Marine Corps. They admitted that Agent Orange, but they're still doing nothing. You know, we used to have an expression in the Marine Corps, keep it simple, stupid. And what they've done is made it so damn complicated.
It's almost 50 years since Clark's service in Vietnam, 10 years since his disability claim. Clark did get a final decision in his favor, but he is still waiting for the VA to implement it and pay him. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.